Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, signs of the apocalypse on the Annie Fry Show.
I have so freaking many of
really?
These.
All right,
like,
let's have
I just have so many that I don't even know where to start.
Start at the top.
Okay, we'll start at the top. Christmas decorations.
Woo!
Right?
For him. Yes, let's do it.
Everybody's got them out.
Next one.
Yeah.
You guys, real or fake tree people?
Real.
Fake.
Ugh.
Rob Lowe.
I love Rob Lowe.
Celebrity Rob Lowe. His secret to healthy Christmas trees is feeding them 7-Up.
Oh. Is this real?
This is real.
Does he have a fake tree?
Rob Lowe says no.
Just checking.
Rob Lowe is apparently crazy about Christmas trees, and he says the secret to making them last is giving them 7-Up to drink.
All right. I'm not mad at that.
I'll try it if Rob Lowe says so.
Tree experts.
On my fake tree.
Tree experts, maybe botanists.
And the Brat Pack, I'll say.
Say he's crazy and that is not a thing, but he says he's been doing it for years, and he swears by it that if he says that the reservoir is always filled with half water and half 7-Up.
It's because he ran out. His water got shut off one day.
He says he swears.
Have
by
you
it.
Seen Rob Lowe's
Somebody
son trolling Rob Lowe on
it's
like Instagram
best.
And Twitter? Is so funny. He's always like, "All right, Dad.
Yeah,
like,
it's the best.
You're looking a little cold there. Might want to put a shirt on." It's so funny.
Here's the thing, Rob Lowe would know best about this because he was in the movie version of Christmas Shoes,
and he's Rob Lowe.
And he's Rob Lowe.
Yeah, I got no problems with that.
We have the cameras on?
Yeah. I always love doing stories that require visuals.
This one requires visuals, so get to the Facebook page. Is that where we're at?
Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show.
There you go. Go there now.
Inching towards 10,000.
I have something terrible to show you.
I don't want to see it.
People always complain about the women's restroom lines being so much longer than the men's room.
Truth.
Right?
I don't want to see what picture goes with this.
The main reason for that is because women's bathrooms have fewer toilets, since stalls take up more room than urinals. Men's bathrooms have an average of 1.3 toilets for every one in a woman's bathroom. So,
you ever use the 0.23 one?
A company in Hong Kong.
In a pinch.
Is heavily promoting
it's the drain in the bottom of the pool.
Women's bathrooms to switch to female urinals.
Uh-oh.
That seems counterproductive.
They say the
That's
urinals
That's going to take a long time.
They say the urinals could cut women's time in the bathroom in half.
Cut our what?
Work?
Cut the time in the bathroom in half. And as a result, the lines would be shorter.
I don't even want...
They could also put more urinals in the bathroom.
No. Women do not use urinals. Women want privacy. I want floor-to-ceiling walls.
Do you
want privacy.
Do you want to take a guess at how you use the urinal?
Like a
bumper. Because that's
like
where the pictures come in.
Like you bumper pee.
Whoa. It's basically just making you into a dude.
Here.
Heck, no, I don't want to see it. I don't know.
Use a funnel.
That woman is not as happy as she is acting in that photo.
That's why they use
this
a cartoon.
This seems like so much work.
So how does this work?
This is a lot more work.
Can you imagine walking into a restroom and standing next to a woman
peeing
like that?
The urinals are no different. They look just like the urinals in a men's room, only the women get a disposable cardboard funnel.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
I'm not even going to go any further.
I'm done with this.
Can I tell an embarrassing story? Just a quick embarrassing story about me.
I'd rather bumper pee. Go ahead.
So I used a men's restroom not too long ago.
Were you medium drunk?
And I was at a wedding.
Were you medium drunk?
It was not medium drunk.
Were you maximum drunk?
I was part of the wedding, and I was holding my bladder for a very long time.
Was it during the wedding?
And it was right after the speeches. I'm like, this is a good time to go. And I race to the bathroom. The women's line is stupid long.
You were at least medium drunk.
And so I went to the men's line. And a guy was walking out, and he was very nice. And he said, I'll watch the room. I'll make sure all of the men leave. And then you can use the restroom. And he did it.
Like the queen.
It was really sweet and very embarrassing. But I had to go. And so that's that, guys.
Would you have rather hold a disposable device?
No.
You would have in that moment.
In that moment, I would have, but that is a last-minute resort.
When you're medium drunk and you got to go.
You don't even have to hold the device. Just go.
Go.
Gross.
I think this is the right room for this story. In fact, this might be low.
We're about to find out some things about ourselves, folks.
including myself in this.
Uh-oh.
A new study has revealed that we wake up in a bad mood 300 days a year.
Yeah.
No way.
It's the worst part of my day.
Yeah.
I hate waking up, but I'm not like, bah, I hate life.
Are you in a good mood? You're not in a good
300
mood.
300 like, days a year, groggy. We wake up in a bad mood.
I'm at least 16 ounces of coffee away from needing to speak to people.
Which is like 5.5 days of the week.
That's terrible.
That's sad.
Ryan,
really
I
depressing.
Bet you wake up in a great mood, don't you?
Usually.
Oh, gosh.
It's very depressing.
What about this room? Can we poll this room?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say you wake up in a bad mood 5 days out of the week?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Maybe seven.
Mm-mm. Seven.
You too? Yeah. Man. Is it because you guys don't sleep well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yep, you just need more?
And I hate the mornings.
That's the problem.
Big time.
It's true. Sorry.
And my kids hate the morning.
Just sit over there and radiate sunshine, Ryan. So
every morning's just a battle.
Man.
There we go. According to a new study, we wake up in bad mood 300 days a year. It's basically five or six days out of the week, 82% of the time. Oh, and here's the top four reasons why. We wake up too cold. An average of 1.24 times a week. We wake up too hot, an average of 1.74 times. Some loud noises wake us up 1.3 times a week.
That's worse.
And a bad or strange dream wakes us up 1.4 times a week.
That's the worst.
I need culmination. I need to know the resolution, whether it's good or bad. How does this end?
Same study says we only get 91 nights of full uninterrupted sleep per year.
I think that's high.
I think that's way high.
Way high.
That's low.
Those people are not parents.
91 times.
I've got three kids, and they don't wake me up except for maybe once a week.
Dang, what's your wife have to say if she were asked that same question?
She'd say once a week.
Mm. Well, you just are a better parent than I am.
Well, they do call me Rip Van Wiggins. I sleep really hard.
Your children
who's the
do?
They?
Yeah.
Yeah,
who's
my,
they?
My
who,
kids
who are these
do.
People?
Who's the they?
You know,
I've never heard anyone call you that.
Man, if I walk on the street, you wouldn't stop hearing it. It's like Norm walking into a bar. There he is.
There's
Rip Van Wiggins.
That's not true. That's not true.
But my kids inherited that from me, and they sleep really well.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good for everybody.
His old RV dub. Get RVW tattooed.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than the other things they
got. RVW tattooed on my shoulder blade. You know me.
Yeah, right below the dolphin jumping over a rainbow.
Rip Van Wiggins.
I love it.
28-year-old woman named Ruby Delgadillo.
I love the name Ruby.
Something like that.
I love
Brentwood,
the name
California.
Gillette.
Earlier this week, she took her son to a barbershop. She did not like the haircut that the 63-year-old barber gave her son. She argued with the barber. Then she went outside to write down the license plate number. Or no, then he went outside and wrote down her license plate number because she was screaming at him. In his barbershop, she saw him writing down her license plate number, so she ran him over.
Well, and you're presented with so few
you know
options.
She ran him over. She ran over the barber because the barber gave her son a haircut that she was not
happy
with.
It'd be like that.
Remember when I said that I turned into Mama Bear and blackout?
Broke his leg.
That's me.
Broke his leg and fled the scene.
That's terrible. Real quick, I got a question for you, Tony. We've been asking everybody. Have you heard us talking about gift exchanges?
Yes.
If you have a budget, a gift exchange budget agreed upon by everybody, and it's $50, should you spend $50 or should you acquire a $50 item and save as much money as you can? What are you supposed to do?
Spend up to $50 on what you think would be a good present for that person.
So if you see something and it's regularly
$50,
can you spend $25?
Sure. Yes,
but
you
would
can.
You make up the rest? Would you, if you only spend that
$25,
would
you
make
know that
up
person,
the rest?
If you know that that person's going to like it. If you know that that person's going to like it, you could spend, I wouldn't go any less than $25 on a $50 present.
But what if it's a $50 item on sale for 70% off?
Oh, then you're fine.
To the value.
So your value. Totally yeah, so you're saying acquire the value of the gift exchange.
Yes.
You don't have to spend the money.
Correct.
It's 50-50 right now on our Facebook Live poll. There's been no more decisive than 60% one way or the other. It's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.